experience is taking place as we progress through the steps. We don't have to wait till we get to step 12 to get something out of this thing. Every action step, there is a definite positive reaction to it, a result of it. Page 76. If we can answer to our satisfaction, we then look at step 6. We have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. Are we now ready to let God remove from us all the things which we have admitted are objectionable? Can he now take them all, every one? If we still cling to something we will not let go, we ask God to help us be willing. And that's all of step 6. And if you'll notice in that paragraph on step 6, he didn't say a thing about defects of character. He did say those things which we have admitted are objectionable. Now surely, as we took our inventory and we took step 5 and we looked over into that fifth column, and we could see that old selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, frightened, inconsiderate character that we had become through living a life run on self-will. When we could see that those are the things that caused us to do the things to set the ball rolling and hurt other people. When we could see that those are the things that ultimately led to our resentments and our fears and our guilt and our remorse, then surely those things have become objectionable to us by now. Are we ready to turn them loose? If we are, we've already completed step 6. And the book recognizes in every action step that self cannot overcome self. We're going to have God's help in all of these steps. It says we are not willing. We ask God to help us be willing, recognizing that even though we see those things and see what they do to us, that they have become such a part of our nature for so long that we may not really be willing to turn them loose. You know, sometimes I think fear keeps us right there, not being willing to turn them loose. Because if we're going to turn loose of those character defects, then what's going to take their place? What kind of life are we going to live? What kind of person are we going to be if we have to turn loose of those character defects? If I've got to get rid of my selfishness, then who's going to see I get what I want? If I'm going to have to get rid of my dishonesty, then how am I going to make a living? If I'm going to have to get rid of my fear, then I don't have any excuses anymore for not doing something, or just as important, for not quitting doing something I need to quit. If I'm going to have to start considering other people and their needs and their wants first, then who's going to take care of me? And sometimes fear will keep us sitting right in the middle of those character defects. And sometimes we would rather sit in today's pain and suffering, because we kind of learn how to take care of that. Sometimes we'd rather sit in today's pain and suffering than take a chance on changing in the future, because we don't know what change is going to bring. And the book certainly recognizes that when he says, if we're not willing, we ask God to help us be willing. Now, if we're willing to have God remove those defects of character, then we're already through with step 6. And now then, we can look at step 7.
Step 7 says, when ready, we say something like this: My Creator, I'm now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character.
Uh-oh. Step 7 said shortcomings. But if you notice here in the narrative, he said defects of character. You see what he's done to us? He just confused the hell out of us. That's what he did. Playing these words back and forth interchangeably, paying no attention to where they fall.
Which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Some more prayer. You know, there's always a paradox in AA, isn't there? Have you noticed that everything in AA is just backwards from what I used to think? It's always backwards. The paradox here is this. You know what a paradox is? Have you ever called your sponsor so you could listen? call so we can talk, don't we, right? We're supposed to call and listen a little bit. And the paradox here that two of the shortest steps on two little paragraphs, but they are two of the biggest steps in all of Alcoholics Anonymous. And because the paradox is that they used the doctor's opinion in the first four chapters to do steps one and two. They did 3.5 pages to do step three, 8 pages to do step four, 4 pages to do step five, and there's a whole chapter written working with others, step 12. But the two of the biggest steps in all of Alcoholics Anonymous are on two little bitty paragraphs. Because the time I got around to doing this, I could see what I had become as a result of my fifth step. And I did not like what I knew what I had become, and I did not like what I saw. And I began to, a little doubt began to come into my mind. I mean, can God really change me from what I have become to something else? I mean, really? The little doubts began to creep in there. Then I had to reaffirm a statement that I had read earlier. God is everything, or else he is nothing. God either is or he isn't. And what was my choice to be? Can God change me from what I had become to that what she intends for me to be? I began to think that yes, he could. And so I began to do steps 6 and 7. And 6 and 7 is the changing steps, if you will, to change from what I had become to that which God intends for me to be. And they're also the tools of acceptance. We had a lot of people going around today talking about acceptance. Acceptance, you just accept this, accept that. You know, I can't do that. Acceptance is not an event. It's a process. And the 6 and 7 is the process to change from what I had become and accept what I have become. And that's the steps. There was a story in that other big